Welcome to 101.5 FM Studio, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. Now, you're monitoring and advising on the situation with the pandemic. What's the latest?
Since the pandemic began, Queensland has had a total of 1,185 COVID-19 cases. 1,171 people have recovered, and sadly, six Queenslanders have lost their lives to the virus. Australia has experienced over 27,711 cases, with 25,478 recovered, and sadly, 907 persons have been taken by the virus. Effective from 4 p.m. Tuesday, November the 17th, a number of changes to the COVID-19 restrictions will come into effect. These changes will include gatherings in homes and in public has been increased to 50 people. Indoor premises such as restaurants, pubs, cafes, museums, places of worships and convention centres will be able to have one person per 2 square metres of occupancy. Accommodation providers must continue to abide by a one person per 4 square metre direction for their sleeping quarters. Wedding ceremonies and funerals will be permitted to have up to 200 attendees. Outdoor events and gatherings where there are COVID-safe checklists in place will be permitted to have 1,500 attendees. Dancing will be permitted at weddings for all guests and for outdoor events. Outdoor events are still subject to the one person per 2 square metre rule. Ticketed indoor events at venues with allocated seating will be permitted to have 100% of their maximum occupancy, providing a 2 metre distance is maintained, and ticketed outdoor open air events at venues with allocated seating are now permitted to have 100% of their maximum occupancy. It is always important that we adhere to the Chief Health Officer's directions and health advice. You can view all current public health directions on the Queensland Health website. It is also important to remember the Chief Health Officer continues to encourage all Queenslanders to keep a mask handy for times when they're not able to socially distance. Good personal hygiene and social distancing is still the best weapon in your arsenal to combat the spread of COVID-19. So please remember to wash your hands often and properly with soap and water or use alcohol-based rubs. Practice social distancing. This means stay at home if you are sick. Keep 1.5 metres away from others as much as possible and avoid shaking hands, kissing or hugging others. Also, if you're in a situation where you cannot keep a safe distance from others, consider using a face mask or go somewhere else where social distancing is achievable. Also remember, if you have a fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose, fatigue or a loss of smell or taste, no matter how mild, please get tested. Other symptoms people may experience include muscle or joint pain, diarrhea, nausea, and or vomiting, or a loss of appetite. If you experience these symptoms, please get tested. As I've said before, please do not become complacent. This is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
And we thank you, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District, for keeping us connected and informed on 101.5.